بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue reading in the chapter. The author, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter of the description of the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The author, he mentioned several narrations, رحمه الله تعالى, and we continue reading. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أسجد على سبعة أعظم. I have been commanded to prostrate on seven bones. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم على الجبهة وأشار بيده إلى أنفه. On the forehead, and he pointed with his hand to his nose. وَلِيَدَيْنِ, and the two hands. وَالرُّكْبَتَيْنِ, and the two knees. وَأَلْطَرَافِ الْقَدَمَيْنِ, and the ends of the two feet, meaning the toes. So we see in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarifying that which is an obligation to prostrate upon, and clarifying the description of the prostration and the sujood, in the proper manner to perform that in the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْجُدَ عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْظُمٍ. I have been commanded to prostrate on seven bones. On seven bones. In one wording of Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْضَاءٍ. عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْضَاءٍ. Upon seven body parts. We see likewise in this narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, أُمِرْتُ, that I have been commanded. And we know that that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been commanded with, then this is also a command for his ummah and for the people to follow him with regards to that. And in this wording here, أُمِرْتُ, I have been commanded, we see that this is the clarification of the description of the prayer. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was commanded with. And no doubt the one who commands the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this here we see the clarification that the sunnah likewise is revelation, and it is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that the manner in performing the prayer is also revelation. And the details of these legislated affairs have come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is likewise revelation. So he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْجُدَ عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْضَاءٍ أَوْ أَعْضُمٍ. I have been commanded to prostrate on seven bones or on seven body parts. The people of knowledge, they mention that whenever there is a command, the fundamental principle with regards to that is that it is an obligation. Therefore, it is an obligation for a believer to prostrate on these seven bones or on these seven body parts. And the prostration will not be correct without placing each of these body parts firmly on the ground properly. And they are the forehead along with the nose, and the two hands, and this makes three, and the two knees, and this makes five, and then likewise the ends of the two feet, making it seven. So these seven body parts, they must be placed properly on the ground and firmly for the sujood and the prostration to be considered correct. And if a person were to not prostrate with all of these body parts firmly on the ground, then his sujood would not be correct, and likewise his salat would not be correct. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he began in this manner, mentioning the general principle and speaking in a general manner. أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْجُدَ عَلَى سَبْعَةِ أَعْظُمٍ. I have been commanded to prostrate upon seven bones or upon seven body parts. And then after this, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the clarification and the details of that. And this is from the beneficial means and beautiful aspects of teaching that the teacher, he will present an issue to the students in a manner, in a general sense like this, in order for the student to pay attention and for his mind to be ready to accept the details, and that he will have a heart that is present and ready to try to understand that which will be given after that. That I have been commanded to prostrate upon seven body parts. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clarified them. He clarified them. عَلَى الْجَبْهَةِ وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى أَنْفِهِ, upon the forehead, and he pointed with his hand to his nose. صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْيَدَيْنِ وَالرُّكْبَتَيْنِ وَالْأَطْرَافِ الْقَدَمَيْنِ, and the hands and the knees, and likewise the toes, and likewise the toes. So beginning in this manner with a general issue and mentioning the topic generally, and then after that clarifying the details, this is from the beneficial means in teaching and preparing the student to be able to listen and understand and comprehend the issue at hand and that which is being studied and taught. And likewise, it's easier for the student to memorize and to benefit. And this is from the beautiful manners of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to teaching. So we see that he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mentioning the first one, alal jabhati wa ashara biyadihi ila al-anf, prostrating on the seven body parts, and the first one is on the forehead, and he pointed to his nose, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is to clarify that along with prostrating on the forehead, also one must prostrate on the nose as well. And if an individual, he were to place his forehead on the ground and not place his nose firmly along with his forehead, then his prostration would not be correct. We see in this narration that these parts, it is an obligation to place them firmly on the ground. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it is an obligation to make a tamkeen. And a tamkeen hadihi al-a'dha min al-ardi inda sujood. That a person, he will place these body parts firmly on the ground properly until they are positioned well on the ground and prostration. And without placing them firmly on the ground, then the sujood is not correct. And from that is that the head or the forehead and the nose, they must be placed firmly on the ground. And likewise, both of the hands, they must be placed firmly on the ground. And as well the knees and the toes. Whenever one, he places his toes, he will have his heels in the air and he will place his toes on the ground facing the Qibla. In this manner, these seven body parts, they must be placed firmly on the ground. In the case of an individual who has an ailment or he has a wound or the likes on one of these body parts, then he will place that which he is able to. For example, if he is not able to place one of his hands on the ground, then he will be excused and he will place the body parts that he is able to place. And this is in accordance to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, and fear Allah as much as you can. So if a person, he was not able to place both hands on the ground, but he could place one of them on the ground and the rest of the body parts, then he would prostrate in the manner that he is able to. And the one who was not able to prostrate at all, then he will sit or stand and he will point and indicate with his head in the place of prostration. In any case, we see that it is an obligation to place all of these body parts firmly on the ground. And especially one must pay attention to the forehead and placing the nose along with that. And it has been narrated from Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا صلاة لمن لم يمس أنفه الأرض, that there is no prayer for the one whose nose did not touch the ground. There is no prayer for the one whose nose did not touch the ground. This has been narrated by Al-Hakim and authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. So we see here the obligation of firmly placing all of these parts on the ground. And this is what is incumbent at the time of sujood. And if a person were to not do that, then his sujood will not be correct. And therefore, based upon that, likewise, his prayer will not be correct. The people of knowledge, they discuss an issue here with regards to sujood. And that is the issue of as-sujudu ala al-ha'il, prostrating upon something between himself and between the ground, having something between himself and the ground, or from between the places of prostration and the ground. And they mentioned that if a person were to prostrate upon one of the body parts of prostration, then his prostration will not be correct. For example, if he placed his hands on the ground and then prostrated on his hands and put his head and his forehead on his hands, then his prostration will not be correct, and this is not acceptable. And likewise, the prayer will not be correct if he prostrated in this manner and his forehead and nose never touched the ground. Rather, he only prostrated on his hands, that this prostration is not correct. Likewise, they mentioned the issue of the one who prostrates upon something that is connected to the worshiper, that is connected to the individual. And that is, for example, his clothing. If he were to prostrate on a portion of his clothing, the people of knowledge, they mentioned for the one who was wearing socks, or the one who was wearing the khufain, or the one who was wearing gloves, that it's not required for him to take them off. That it is not required to take them off. As for with regards to the forehead, then the people of knowledge, they recommend that there should be nothing between the person's forehead and the ground, any meaning from his own clothing or his own garments. So if he had something on his head, then he should move it in order for his head to touch the ground properly, and he should not place anything there from his garments for his head to be covered. And this is something that is recommended, but it is not an obligation. But the people of knowledge, they dislike to have something from one's garment covering the forehead in the place of prostration. And they mention as an evidence for this, the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, that he said, "Kunna nusalli ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi shiddati al-har," that we used to pray with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the extreme heat. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَحَدُنَا أَنْ يُمَكِّنَ جَبْهَتَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ بَسَطَ ثَوْبَهُ فَسَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ. And if one of us was not able to place his forehead on the ground, then he would spread his garment out and prostrate upon that. So the people of knowledge, they mention, because of the fact that Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that if they were not able, because of the severe heat, to place their foreheads on the ground, then at this time they would place a thobe or a garment there in order to prostrate upon that. So therefore it is understood that the fundamental principle that one will not place anything there on the ground from his garments, rather he will prostrate directly on the ground, and only will they place something there if they are in need of that, or in a necessity whenever the ground is very cold or very hot. As for in the case if a person, he were to prostrate upon something that is not connected to him, and it is not from the body parts of sujood, likewise, for example, to prostrate on a mat or a rug or the likes like this, then this is permissible, and there is no problem with that, and Allah knows best. And it has been narrated from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and has proceeded in these classes, alhamdulillah, that he had prepared a hasir and a small mat for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pray upon whenever he was praying in his home with him and his mother and a young orphan boy. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed on that mat. Likewise, it has been narrated from Maymuna radiallahu anha, collected by al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam salla ala khumra, that he would pray on a khumra. And a khumra is a small sijada, or a small rug or mat that is made from palm leaves. So therefore it is established that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would pray sometimes on a mat or on a rug or on something that was on the ground in this manner like this, and this is permissible, and Allah knows best. So we see in this narration that the sujood, it has obligations, and that is that these seven body parts, they must be placed firmly on the ground properly. And if a person were to prostrate and not place these body parts, all of them, firmly on the ground, then his prostration would not be correct. But if a person were to prostrate and place all of these body parts on the ground firmly and then lift one of them, then his prayer would be correct and his sujood would be correct. But it is not proper for him to do that, and it is not recommended for him to do that, although so long as he had placed those body parts firmly on the ground for a moment, then the pillar of prostration would be established, and Allah knows best. We see with the issue of a sujood that this is in reality from the greatest acts of worship and display of servitude and submission and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the greatest means to please Allah azza wa jal and to strive to gain His pleasure and His mercy. And it is a means to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, that the nearest the servant will be from his Lord is while he is in prostration, that the closest that a slave will be from his Lord is while he is in prostration. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَكْفِرُوا الدُّعَاء, so make a lot of supplication, meaning in the sujood. So we see that the sujood, it is a place for supplication. It is a place for supplication, and it is from the best and the most virtuous ways to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His pleasure and His mercy and to call on Him and to show true submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the sujood in reality is the ultimate display of submission and of humbleness and humility and of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, it is a display of the lordship of Allah azza wa jal and his great authority and his right to be worshipped and his command over the slave and the slave's need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that a person, whenever he goes into sujood, he will take the most virtuous and noble portion of his body, meaning his face and his head and his forehead, and he will place it in the ground in submission and in humbleness and humility. And he will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this manner here, one will realize the reality of his self, that he is a slave and that he has a Lord and that his Lord is great, and that he would humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and confess to his lordship above him and confess to his great command and his right to be worshipped subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will humble one's, and one will humble oneself and place his face in the ground in this manner in submission to Allah azza wa jal. But the sujood, it is a place of supplication. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا الدُّعَاء, meaning while one is in sujood and in prostration, then one should increase and make a lot of supplication. Whenever one is in this humble state of humility and humbleness and submission, placing one's face on the ground in this manner, at this time one will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and with love and with hope and with desire to obtain that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with fear from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great act of worship. It has been narrated from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبَّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, as for the ruku', then magnify and glorify the Lord at this time, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَاءِ, and as for while in sujood, then strive to supplicate and call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. فَقَامِنٌ أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, because at this time it is most rightful and hopeful that your supplications will be responded to and that you will be responded to in this situation. So we see that the state of sujood is a state of servitude, and then a state of humbleness and humility. And at this time, the individual, the majority of his body, or the greater majority of his body at this time is on the ground in humility and in submission and in a state of servitude and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for while one is standing, then only his feet are on the ground. And likewise, whenever he is in a ruku', then his feet are on the ground only. And likewise, whenever he is sitting in the jilsa for tashahud and the likes, then only a portion of his body is on the ground. But while he is in sujood, then the most beneficial and the most noble parts of his body, they're on the ground. That is first and foremost his face and his forehead. And this is the most virtuous and noble part of the human being. And likewise the hands, and they are so beneficial, and by way of them a believer he will earn good in this life. And likewise some people they even earn evil with their hands, and as well as their knees are and feet are a means for them to move and to obtain their livelihood and go out through their life in order to move and to benefit themselves or to harm themselves and their actions and the likes like this. So in the state of sujood, a person, these most virtuous body parts, they're on the ground. The situation from the prayer or from the actions of the prayer where the majority of the body parts are touching the ground, it occurs whenever a person is in sujood. And for this reason, we find that the places of a salah and the houses of prayer and the places that are established and made specific for the prayer, meaning for the salah, they are called al-masajid. They are called al-masajid, and in the places of sujood, the places of prostration. So they were not named al-mawaqif, the places of standing, and they are not named al-maraqi', the places of ruku', and they are not likewise named al-majalis, the places of sitting, but rather they are called al-masajid, the places of sujood, because this is from the best and the most humble positions that a person could put himself in order to show true servitude and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from His humble servants and slaves who are sincere to Him, those who prostrate before Him with sincerity and humbleness and humility. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.